This is Dubai Today.
Let's get to some of those SMSs that are coming through. Hi, I know people that used to recycle in their own country, but don't do it here in Dubai. In Germany, there are no garbage chutes in buildings. You will have to take your garbage to the basement where you find six different trash cans for each category. The easygoing lifestyle spoils people in Dubai.
That's also why we live here, though. Also, literally
feel intimidated by Germany, by the public, to make sure that I throw my trash in the correct bin. That's a very good point. I think also the same experience can be had in Australia. You wouldn't dare throw something on the ground in Australia for fear of retribution from any member of the public coming up to you and giving you a really hard time.
But does that make you feel better?
Possibly
that
you're reporting it to the police.
Yeah, but come on, you'd have to be a bit lazy not to be. You know, that's just lazy not to be bothered to find a bin. I can't stand watching people throw rubbish out of their car window.
I don't think anyone can stand that, but unfortunately it happens.
Well,
here.
People can obviously stand it because they're doing it themselves. The only thing I would ever throw out is food, you know, like, not as in like, I mean...
Something that's biodegradable, like an apple core or something.
Yeah, you know, if I'm somewhere and there's birds around or something, I'll feed the birds with the leftovers.
Right.
Yeah, stop now.
Some other SMSs coming through. Recyclers are from the developed world when represent 15% of the UAE population. They will not reach their target any quicker than man will go to the moon. Well, what they're actually saying in the article is that 80% would be a more realistic target. This is the senior manager at Zenith Recycling and Waste Management in Dubai, Mahmoud Sait. He said that he believes a 100% recycling goal wasn't realistic and that the municipality would be better off aiming for 80%.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think expats that move to the UAE become more pessimistic the longer they stay here?
I think apathy sets in.
Do you think that's what
it is? I do. I think a sense of apathy sets in the longer they become here, if they're of that kind of personality. I think you do and can see that. Yeah. Some other SMSs. Do you know that separating the rubbish is also not working in Germany, where the population stays mostly the same? Be realistic!
I was talking earlier, I was saying that when I lived in Germany, there was everybody made a real conscious effort to separate their rubbish and categorise it into separate bins. I'm not saying that works. I'm saying I actually liked the idea. I felt I was contributing and making an effort by actually, you know, disposing of it in the correct bins. Look, if glass is going to go with glass and they can do something with it, then it's obviously better than chucking everything into a big pit. So that's my realism.
Good morning to you, Yasmin. Yasmin is sending an SMS through saying that she heard that the municipality will levy charge for collecting rubbish. This is, as I said, it is an SMS and not confirmed coming through from Yasmin. She goes on to say that they could levy lower charge if you recycle. We recycle, but many don't, and they just don't get it. It's actually a very good suggestion. Very, very true.
Can I just point out that about 4 or 5 years ago now, I had somebody in on your show prior to you even doing the show, and we were talking about recycling, and they just set up recycling in the lakes. This is just when they were kind of building the springs and the meadows, so there weren't too many houses in the area, and they started recycling, and we were separating everything into bins, and I watched the garbage men come along one day, and we'd spent about 4 or 5 weeks separating everything because they were giving us extra bins, and I watched them take those bins and put them all in the back of the same truck. So they mixed them all back again.
I've heard things like that. Some other SMSs. Good morning to you, Tim. Tim is saying waste. Most of the waste we produce is second-hand waste, such as packaging from foodstuff. We are a family of five, and every day the waste bin is full of boxes, cans, and drink bottles. I feel supermarkets should be encouraged to review their packing of fruit and veggies. It could also be sold in brown bags. Thanks very much for that, Tim. And what else have we got here? Good morning to you. No name on this one, just saying apathy breeds apathy. Couldn't agree with you anymore there. And another individual is saying here, again, no name, does that mean that there will be low-paid workers working non-stop to separate the lazy people's waste so that this target can be met? It can be argued that there's already an appointment appalling work conditions already, and targets and deadlines should be realistic so that people don't suffer to meet them. Another SMS, of course, we were talking earlier about the ID cards. REID cards, banks do not accept as ID to open an account, and for eGate card, ID card alone is not satisfactory. Passport is still required. Until all authorities are made to accept as valid ID and other cards discontinued, it will struggle to be anything other than a revenue generator. Another SMS coming through, if you are moving with hazard lights on, you cannot indicate to other drivers. Very dangerous.
Depends what car, actually. Audi, you can.
Another SMS coming through, I re-registered my Harley yesterday and they asked me for my Emirates ID. Another SMS, promote road safety will be to switch on your headlights. And of course that other one that we read a little earlier, why are women not that good at driving?